Throughout this season of Rediscovered Radio, we've heard voices from the 1960s and 70s, from the peace movement, Black Power, and Native rights activists. The early days of the women's movement is well represented in our collection, too. Community Voices producer Jocelyn Robinson gives us a sampling of the women's voices that can be heard.
There was a young woman who swallowed a lie. We all know why she swallowed that lie. Perhaps she'll die.
International Women's Day in 1973. Young women at Antioch College and around the country were taking cues from the civil rights movement. They were raising consciousness and their voices in solidarity with their sisters everywhere, and WYSO was there to record the event. The rally that day included singing, and speakers like striking garment workers from the Farrah Pants Factory in Texas, low-income moms, and homegrown activists from the Yellow Springs Women's Center.
We're going to have some more songs in a minute, but we have some speakers I think we should get to it. But before we hear from the speakers, I think we should talk briefly about the history of International Women's Day and women's role in American labor history. It's something that we always hear so little about. International Women's Day grew specifically out of a demonstration in 1908 of female garment workers in New York City. But it grew really out of...
WYSO's collection doesn't contain many big names from women's liberation. It's local and intimate, reflecting grassroots aspects of the movement. For example, here's Antioch College faculty member Marge Nelson. Marge Nelson became a radical feminist lesbian after traditional marriage and raising a family. She lectured on the history of the movement.
All right, let me tell you how I see the women's movement. I see it as a fundamental social movement that is and has always been concerned with basic social change. And when I talk about basic social change, I mean change in all of the major institutions of this society. As such, the women's movement is and always has been related to other movements for basic social change.
In the summer of 73, the Radical Feminist Collective of Dayton Women's Liberation made a recording of a sort of rap session on marriage. The recording quality isn't very good, but the tape provides an honest view into the lives of real women with real experiences.
When I was getting married, it was like there was something wrong with you if you didn't.
One woman says the only reason she got married was because she was supposed to. That not marrying was considered socially unacceptable.
You were socially unacceptable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right. I mean, it was really a weird thing.
The WYSO archives has more specials, too, on women's working conditions, on how young girls are socialized, on women's health issues. And there's Women in Music, a weekly program that aired from 1975 to 2002 with a changing cast of dedicated hosts. They played influential women artists like Chris Williamson, Holly Near, and Sweet Honey in the Rock, and kept listeners informed about music festivals and other events that created feminist solidarity in the Miami Valley and beyond.
Music sets my heart on fire. Magic soars upon the wind, it fills me with desire. When I hear music, music makes it all worthwhile. Sorrow bursts into a song and I remember.
In the future, we'll explore these recordings and trace the threads of the women's movement that weave through the WYSO archives. Until then, here's the Antioch Women's Liberation Jug Band in 1972, taking us out to I'm a W-O-M-A-N. For Rediscovered Radio at WYSO, I'm Jocelyn Robinson.
To hear the historical audio in its entirety and to see photos of the women's movement in the Dayton area, visit WYSO.org. Rediscovered Radio is supported in part by Ohio Humanities, a state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Skillet, a doom of shopping, and your back for it melts in the pan.